From Tidbits on June 16th, 2008, this is the audio version of Sling Player Mobile Would Drive Slingbox Owners to iPhone, written by Mark H. Anbinder. At a coffee shop near Moscone West, where Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference took place last week, representatives of Sling Media showed me a proof-of-concept version of their Sling Player Mobile video place-shifting software on an iPhone and an iPod Touch. The software, already available for PalmOS, Windows Mobile, and Symbian handhelds, enables users to watch video from their Slingbox devices while away from their televisions. The iPhone and iPod Touch are great devices for watching television remotely, especially when on a fast Wi-Fi connection. Sling Media's proof-of-concept application was a joy to watch, with crisp video and only brief delays in using the software's remote control features, not noticeably worse than similar delays in the Sling Player desktop software when it's running on a fast internet connection. Overall, the iPhone app was noticeably polished, and Sling's developers are cleverly taking advantage of WebKit to use HTML and CSS to overlay viewing controls, channel favorite icons, and other features in front of the live video. Oddly, while Sling Media says they've gotten enthusiastic reactions from their Apple contacts, the company is not one of the 4,000 developers Apple announced it has accepted into the iPhone developer program. As a result, Sling can't say when or if its application will be available to end users. For now, the proof of concept software runs only on a hacked iPhone or iPod Touch and isn't being distributed outside the company. There have been many more applicants for the iPhone developer program, about 25,000, than Apple's accepted, so Sling Media is by no means alone in this boat. The most likely reason for Sling not being accepted is that Apple simply limiting the number of accepted developers to a manageable number. I certainly hope that's it, since I'd hate to see Apple making a conscious decision to leave Sling out in the cold to avoid competition with iTunes video sales and rentals. AT&T could also be concerned about the bandwidth usage if lots of iPhone users started watching their Slingbox video streams over the cellular network instead of using Wi-Fi. But that ship has already sailed. Customers of AT&T and other carriers are currently watching TV wirelessly thanks to other versions of Sling Player Mobile. Here's hoping Apple approves Sling Media's developer application soon. These folks have done an outstanding job of producing software that looks wonderful on the iPhone and iPod Touch, and that makes these handhelds an even better choice for road warriors. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hey, the more iPhone apps we've got, the more choices we get. That's a good thing.